See if I can make this happen.
Oh, yeah!
I don't think YouTubers can hear it, but that's okay. I'll sing it. Hey, y'all. It is Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess. Welcome to our first episode of 2025 and our first live episode. So from now on, we are going to also be on YouTube. Eddie, what's the YouTube channel so they can find it?
This is the Athens Public Access YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube, search for Athens Public Access. Eventually, I think we'll have a URL that's like easy to navigate to. But right now, you'll have to go to YouTube and search for Athens Public Access. And yeah. It's actually youtube.com/@AthensPublicAccess6681. That's a really great URL. youtube.com/@AthensPublicAccess6681. I can barely say it. I can barely
awesome.
Say that.
Awesome. I like that URL. Earl.
That's, yeah.
Because I don't know who calls it that. So it's 2025, and this is my so-called mess. And as we said, we are on YouTube. And we're going to say it 100 times today. But Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're good? You sure?
Yeah. I didn't run today. Okay, I can change it to @AthensPublic. How about that?
Excellent.
So it's youtube.com/@AthensPublic.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you. You didn't run today, but it's also cold as fuck there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cold. It's like, it's getting colder. I think it's like 20. That's why I'm wearing a coat. I kind of feel like I was going to not wear a coat today, but it just is very cold. So I wanted to wear a coat.
We were told we were going to be getting all week. We might get snow. We might get blah, 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 blah. I think Dallas is about to get a shit ton of snow. But I was really hoping to get off of work on Friday, but it's not looking good for me.
So you would get work off for snow. I feel like that's something I learned when we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I learned that when I first moved to Athens, it snowed and I was dating, Meg, who's my wife now. And we were like, oh man, snow, let's go see a movie. This is going to be cool. Like, it's nice and cozy. We'll get in the theater. And then, you know, like, places were closed, so I called the theater, and they're like, are you kidding us right now? We have to get home and see our family. You know, it's as if they were terminally ill or something. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
Well, then I also wonder about that, too. Like, in places where it doesn't snow that much, how gas stations in some places do get their employees there? Because, like, they're not emergency workers.
Right. No, I think it's just in Georgia, they don't salt the roads. They don't. I don't know if we have snow plows. So.
Yeah. No, that's
just
like,
not set up for it. So it's best exactly. People just stay home.
And they don't. In up north, they pre ice. No, they don't put ice out first. They pre salt before the snow, too. Yeah. So. And then I had a friend who had a driveway that had a warmer and it would melt the snow, or so I've always been told. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, no, we went to Holland, Michigan one year for Christmas, and they run the sewer underneath the sidewalk or something. Like, the sewer's hot enough to keep the snow melted.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty fancy. Pretty fancy stuff they've invented.
The last time, there was a bad, I don't know if it was the last time, but there was a bad snow in Georgia, in Athens. And I was still living there. And I was with my ex. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, YouTube audience. This is Milo.
Hey, Milo.
Hi.
So it had snowed. We had been snowed in for days, days and days. I don't know if it's that long. And I lived in normal town, but on like the opposite side on King Avenue, like the offshoot streets in Normaltown, if that makes sense. For those of you who don't know where Normaltown is, I'm sorry, I can't explain any better. But it's not like right in the heart. It's like this little side street. And it had been snowing and snowing, and we decided we wanted to go get snacks. And we called...
Snacks from where?
Walmart. No, Walgreens was open. Walgreens, it was like we were iced in for days. Somehow Walgreens was open, or something was open, and we were just going to try. We just had to get out of the house, I think, before we were going to, like... We were getting crazy. So we go to Walgreens, and I locked the door. Maybe we had cash with us, because I don't think we had a credit card or anything. But we go to Walgreens, we walk back, and I'm looking at my ex like, dude, give me the key. And he's looking at me like, bitch, give me the key. We locked ourselves out of the apartment, out of the house.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was ice. No one could get down our road because our road was like one of those side roads. So even when they do come through and clean it up, our road never gets touched. And there were trees down and all kinds of stuff. So the only idea, we sat out there like, I don't even think we had our phones maybe. Like we left everything home. It was just one of those like stupid things. I don't think we had our phone. So we had this brilliant idea. Instead of breaking down the door, I don't know why we didn't break down the door. We decided to break a front window. It's one of those old windows.
Okay, wait. So you got locked out of your house in the snow and decided to break into your house.
Yes.
Through the front window. Like, yeah. You didn't try a credit card or...
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, what our thought process was. I think we didn't have a credit card. Why we didn't go to our neighbors and ask. I don't know any of these responses.
Because, when you break the front window, then you're letting the cold air into the house.
Right. So, and it was one of those windows, as those old windows. So the one thing had two, the wood in the middle. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
So we broke it. And it's broken glass now, not clean. And it's only big enough for me to sort of climb through because it's not the whole window.
Yeah, one pane of glass. How are you going to fit through that? And it's got little pieces of glass all around it, right?
Yes. We put down a jacket, which didn't help the top ones. I climbed through. I was had glass all over me. This is and the more I think about in the time, it felt like it made sense. It made no sense why we did this. And then we had a broken window. And also, nobody could get to us to fix our window.
Yeah, that's what I learned about snow in the South. It, shuts things down. Yeah. One time it snowed and the university closed for, 4 days. And I don't know, I guess surgeries have to be rescheduled. I don't know what they do if you have a life-threatening accident. They're just sorry.
I think there's something about emergency people where somehow they get them there. I don't know.
The only place that was open that day that we tried to go to the movies was Trapeze, of all places. And that's, I think, the last time I've ever been there.
Really?
I don't really regularly go to that place.
I don't either, but there was a while I was going to Trapeze more often, and I can't remember why. Mm. I had the weirdest server ever there.
You had the weirdest what there?
Server. It was so high.
Weird servers.
Yeah. Talking about...
They could make or break a restaurant.
They did. He was spin...
If you get a good weird server, you're like, oh, I got this weird server there.
Yeah. But this guy,
that means they're hot and weird, right?
Right, but this guy was spinning and twirling and doing weird things and kept bringing us the wrong things or forgetting things. And I think he was just so high he couldn't function. And he was dancing around our table. I think he might have sat with us for a while.
He sat at your table with you? That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yes. So, talking about weirdness. I have had plumbing issues in the past. A shower plumbing issues. I don't know why I had to differentiate. It wasn't my toilet. that matters.
Or, yeah, sometimes people call their, intestines their plumbing.
Yes. No. I have that all the time.
I mean, if we continue this podcast into our 60s and 70s. I'm sure that's the type of stuff we would say.
I think I do. So I do have some plumbing issues, but I've had like mold in my shower. And then I used to have really good water pressure. This sounds like I'm being whatever. And then the water pressure dropped, but then it was like super hot in my shower, which sounds awesome, but the cold wasn't working. So then they got my water pressure back, then the cold wasn't working again. So I came home the other day when they were here, and this isn't the first time that happened. I walked in, and I'm like, my door is unlocked. There's supposed to be a handyman here. There's no one fucking here. My door is just unlocked. They just left my
door. This happened again?
This happened the other day. I think I might have told you about it. This happened.
Is like the third or fourth time that it's happened. Though,
yes, right. I had them give them somebody else, put my apartment in as the move out apartment, and people tried to come in and like clean out my apartment. And so yeah, it happened again, and I was like, I said to the guy, the handyman, I was like, dude, I live by myself. He's like, trying to make excuses. Oh, I was just gone for a second. I'm like, I've been home for a really long time. I haven't been home for 5 seconds. I've been home for at least 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's easy for someone to slip in. Like, he's like, oh, but the other workers were nearby. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm a female living by myself. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I gave him the whole thing. And he's trying. Then he tries to, like, be real nice to me. And like, oh, I'll, like, ask me what else needs to be fixed while he's here. So then we're stuck in the bathroom talking. I mean, I could have left the bathroom. I realized I was standing by the door. And then he starts talking about how something about like what's going on in the world, and you know, he's really excited to see all the good things Trump's gonna do. I'm like, you're my handyman? Like, no. So I felt really uncomfortable because I really yelled at him and it was awkward. And so I was just like, I kept my mouth shut. I'm like, I'm not that excited. And I just kind of like stepped away. And he finally left, and he's like, sorry again. But apparently he's left a lot of doors open. So I have another one. I'm friendly with another handyman. Because I'm a nice person, apparently. To some people, I'm very nice. So I ran into him coming back from the gym 2 days ago. And he was asked, like, we're just chit-chatting, you know, happy new year hug, blah, 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 blah. So I had told him what happened. He's like, oh, that happens. He's done that in many apartments. He's like, when there was the fire check thing, there were half a floor is not locked.
Wait, so the second handyman who you're friendly with is saying that first handyman leaves doors unlocked regularly?
Yes.
But second handyman has never... His door locking ability is not in question.
Here, no, right? Not at all. Not at all. He's fantastic. I mean, does he?
He's a door locker.
He's a door locker. That's what I care about. He's nice. He's a door locker. And he's nice.
All right. I'm just trying to follow the story here.
Sorry. I know. So, no, he's good. I'll call him Frank. Frank the Fixer.
Frank? Okay, Frank.
And so, no. He's good. And he's like, and he asked what was going on. And I told him. And I said, but I haven't heard anything. The plumbers never came back. He was supposed to, non-door locker, was supposed to have real, like, outside plumbers come, and they never came. And apparently he never told anybody, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my apartment complex manager called me 2 nights ago, at like after 5. Which sounded like, what did I do? Of course, as soon as I...
Wait, is this a ghost story? Is this a ghost story?
No. No.
You have to tell me if it's a ghost story.
It's not. You need to prepare yourself. It's okay.
I'm just worried that this guy's, they have no record of him ever being alive.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
No, but like, I've never had my apartment complex call me after 5. They should be home. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? Did I get another noise complaint? Because I do drop things a lot. Did I get a noise complaint? Did like, I don't know. So, no, she was calling to apologize that the plumbers haven't come back and she's working on it, blah, 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 blah. She got it all set up for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, because while I've got you, I need to tell you about, I just want to give you a heads up because this has happened before. So I told him about the non-door locking and she apologized that she was going to talk to the whole crew, reminders of, you know, proper procedures. He came. Apparently, he was talked to because when he came yesterday with the plumbers, he was like, "Is it okay if I walk in here?"
Oh wow! So he did. You could tell he had got a talking to from HR or whatever.
Yes, from the head. Yeah, and I'm like, dude, yeah. Then at the end, of course, he brings it back to Trump again as he's leaving later.
Man, those Texans love Trump, right?
Not all of them, but yeah, a lot of them. But I ran into Frank this morning, again, coming back from the gym. I realized these early morning gym things that I missed for a while, like you get so much, you find out so much. So I ran into, we were chatting again, and non-door locker walks in. He looks at us like that because we're sitting there chatting, won't even, and then looks down, won't even say like good morning.
And poor guy.
Why? He's a dick. And then, the nice guy was like, dude, what was that? And he said he was coming right. He wouldn't acknowledge us. And then he was on his phone. He's like, hot water. And I didn't even get a chance to say, no, it's actually not working properly still. He said he was on his way up here. I don't know. He never showed up. But yeah. So now apparently I've pissed off one of the handymen.
So he calls you hot water. And you call him not door locking guy?
I think he was trying to see if my hot water was working, which it's not exactly. I don't know, maybe he just calls me hot water. But he gave us both the dirtiest looks and, like, would not look at either of us.
Yeah, because I feel like he was probably, like, seeing you two chatting and being like, oh, she's chatting with this guy who may have got me in trouble, and that's why the boss is riding my ass about procedures, and it's all because of Hot Water Girl and Frank.
Probably. Could be. And then apparently Hot Water non-door locker, because I was like trying to explain, like, I live by my, because he would apologize again. He's like, and then made excuses. Like, he's like, he apologized, but he's like, but. And I'm like, dude, just the apology and say you'll lock my door next time. Like, easy peasy, we're done. But he goes into this whole thing again about, like, we were right there. I was only gone for a minute. I'm like, you weren't only gone for a minute. And I said, again, I'm a female. It takes 2 seconds for someone to slide in. I lock my door if I go to take out the trash, which is around the corner. You know, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I've also been in a house where I had my door kicked in, which maybe I should have just kept to myself. It just came out of my mouth. But that is true.
Oh, is this... You're referring to the time that somebody broke in through your front window?
No, someone actually did kick in my front door.
Wow.
and he apparently went back and told everybody that I told him that, and that I shouldn't worry because this place, you know, it wasn't here. That would never happen here. Dude, it happens everywhere. People break in everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a fucking city, you dumbass. And don't talk, and he's been told before not to stop talking about politics with residents too. So anyway, that was my story.
Oh wow. Yeah, I wonder, I heard a report on Jeez, I probably read a headline about this. So it was a podcast where they were talking about Republicans on dating apps, or, you know, like, Trumpy people on dating apps, and how it's so polarizing, you know, especially in, like, New York or, you know, Chicago or, like, a liberal city to be a proud conservative or a proud, like, Trump supporter on these apps, because if you say it, then it, like, limits your options pretty severely. And so a lot of them will try to either hide it or, you know, maybe present it in a way that's not so, like, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump, but it's, like, not that big of a thing, you know, I thought he was the better option. And it's just an interesting idea that maybe some people are into that. Maybe that's a kink, like
dating
a Trump supporter or like fucking a Trump supporter.
Oh,
I could see that, right?
I'm going to go and overgeneralize a whole fucking... Ooh, shit. And overgeneralize a whole fucking bunch. I don't think Trump supporters are good in bed.
That's funny.
While we're going live, weird enough, one of the handyman just called me, and I'm like, shit, I can't answer now. Frank the handyman.
I hope Frank is one. I hope door locking Trump guy. Well, you know, I showed some sympathy for him, so maybe he won't come unlock my doors.
Hold on.
Is locksmith still a profession? Like, can you call a locksmith?
Yeah, I've had to.
And are they, like, certified?
There's that key place.
The art of unlocking?
There's, like, that Jerry's lock and key or something.
Like, if you get locked out of your car, you call... Who do you call? Like, the cops?
No, I don't think so.
Is there, like, an actual lock...
No, I used to call AAA.
AAA?
Mm-hmm. They would send somebody. I may have somebody coming up to my unit in a moment.
Well, that'll be fun. Get them on the line. We could ask Frank.
No, I was going to say, should I have him wait until we finish my podcast?
I mean, that's what I would do. But you don't have, we can pause it.
No, because I'm like, we have to pause live. It just feels like.
I'd say we got about 20 more minutes.
Hold on. That would be great. Done in about 20. Sorry about this, y'all. This is what happens when we're live.
Done. No, you're busy. You're booked. This is our third attempt to get this podcast. So.
Okay, but I'm also going to go back to it as my overgeneralization. If I have Trump listeners, I'm sorry for this. I don't think male Trump supporters are good in bed. I don't think they would care about pleasing a female.
Right.
I don't think they would have good moves or like.
Yeah, no, I saw something. I'm going to read it to you. A friend of mine who lives in Texas sent me a quote from, I don't know, this is probably like an alt-right person. And Andrew Tate? Is this
yes.
a famous person?
Yes.
What is Andrew Tate's claim to fame?
Andrew Tate is a bad guy. Andrew Tate, did he get arrested? Andrew Tate he's a misogynist.
Oh, okay. He sent me a popular misogynist quote. That I don't feel like I have to read, but the first line is sex is for making children. And any man who has sex with women because it feels good is gay. So that is the quote that I'm reading. There's more to it, but it just gets more homophobic after that.
Gotcha, yeah. So, and you know that means that he likes... that's just my thought.
He likes dudes?
Yeah, I think so. He also... Yeah, just... I'm looking at some of his stuff and I'm getting so disgusted looking at his like, tweets.
Oh, no, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
No, it's okay.
I didn't know who he was. I thought he was just a run-of-the-mill Trump supporter.
No, he's, like, trying to be, like... I think he's trying to be, like, Trump in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
British guy.
I think so. Yeah, but he's...
I don't even know that much about Trump supporting, and it just seems ridiculous. Like, I don't really connect with that brand of... I don't really connect with toxic masculinity. It just really is off-putting.
Yeah, no, that... And here's the thing. You can be, like... Sorry, I'm watching myself. You can be like, there's a difference between like a very masculine man, which is okay if you are, you're not, and a toxic masculine man. So like there are some like very masculine, like I like a guy who can like pick me up and throw me around the room, which I feel like in my head would be toxic masculinity in a way, but it also doesn't have to be. Because there's a whole thing, like, you would think, I don't know, maybe this is just my weird thoughts, that someone who's, like, a dom, male dom kind of guy, mm-hmm. would have a trait of toxic masculinity, but I also think there's a side that have to be, like, they're there to also do, they also want to please the female.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just having this weird thought that I can't really get out of my brain the right way.
Yeah, no, that's good that you mentioned it, because I guess I would assume that toxic masculine men would fuck harder or something.
I don't know, I have this
there are people who, like, we've talked about this before, who, like, fit into certain friend groups and situations, and they're, like, mm-hmm. they're kind of weird and kind of not, you know, like, they're not somebody that I would want to talk to or, yeah. like, sit down and, like, have dinner with, or they always are just, like, standing out in friend groups, and then I find out later that they have, like, a huge cock or something, and I'm like, oh, that's why they're here. Like, people like to fuck them, and I hang out with people who like to fuck these people. And that is how, like, you fit into friend groups, maybe, is the way you fuck, which is okay. And I've always had this theory that the, you know, the odd people in my groups are just, like, good at sex.
Mm.
And then I guess that extends to Trump supporting. It's like, when I don't understand somebody and I don't want to go through the research it takes to actually get into their head, I just assume that they're good at sex.
Yeah, that,
like,
I mean,
that's where, like, there's some weird thing that they do in bed that buys them a pass.
I think you have a good theory there. I do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really just it's a laziness on my behalf. Where I'm saying,
no,
you know,
I'm
not going to take the time to understand you, but you must be fucking good.
I like the theory because
I like to be in this group. You've got to be cool in some sort of way, and it is cool to fuck well.
It is. Okay, you said Trump supporters fuck harder. I'm going to go back to this. I think they would be like, bam, 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 and just, like, rail without any. And then it would be like, boom, 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 and done. And then make that, like, little icky, like, orgasm face, like, I'd be bright red, and then be done.
Quick, hard, not personal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even ask you about your day.
No. No, they just, and then they're done. That's what I think.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I mean,
and could a group who fucks so well just all decide to vote for the same person? You know? Like, this is the thing they have in common. They're like, oh yeah, you fuck well?
Maybe that's
I don't really...
That should be a new
campaign. I'm going to have to... We're going to have to keep an open mind. We got 4 years of contemplating.
But I think that should be a new campaign tactic. If you fuck good, you know how you can show it? Vote for me.
Yeah, honestly. We need a new brand of candidate. One who fucks well.
Yeah, we have... I'm trying to think of any president that I think fucks well.
Yeah.
Well, Obama.
I mean, Obama, for sure. Clinton.
I was going to say, maybe Bill Clinton.
Well, like, he's the first president to be accused of getting a blowjob on television.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But I think everybody knew Kennedy was getting blowjobs, right?
Oh, yeah. But I don't think he would be good in bed. I think he was just, like, a name. Like, you just blow him because he's Kennedy.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you go back, like... You know, I'm going to say, you know, no, I'm not. I'm going to be respectful.
I don't really know many presidents. Like, I was trying to tell my kids about presidents, and I'm like, I don't know. They say, like, George Washington never told a lie, and that's got to be bullshit, right?
That's the biggest lie.
Who says they never have told a lie? That's somebody who lies a whole lot. It's almost like you're rolling your eyes while you say, oh, that guy never told a lie.
Yep.
Like, there's no way. And, like, did also Abraham Lincoln never tell a lie? Because why are these things that I know about these people And I don't know anything else about
it. Wait, was it it's George Washington that never told a lie?
I don't know. I thought Abraham Lincoln also never told a lie, but...
And also, how would you know someone never told a lie? Because if you're a good liar...
You're lying all the time. Lying is, like, an important part of living.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know who probably... Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a weird thing that we learn. Also, like, just... We do have weird things we learn from... Who was the president who had a lot of parties, I think, and also wore dresses? Or was that someone in the FBI? I don't know. I'm just like trying to think of things I remember, but I can't remember much. No, my history, my presidential history is not great. I cannot name all the presidents.
I mean, it would have been a lot more interesting if they talked about the president's sex lives.
It would. Right? I always, you know.
I would have paid attention.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought about it, too. And I want to know about their affairs. Like, who were they having affairs with? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
There was one president who didn't have a partner, like James Buchanan.
Oh.
The only bachelor president.
Oh.
And that's, like... Have you even... I wouldn't have known that that guy was the name of a president without that piece of information.
Interesting.
Like, what's going on there?
Interesting. Yeah, that... The only bachelor, was he like... Was he a young president?
I don't know. I don't know much about presidents.
Yeah,
but so... This is something... This could be its own podcast, and I'm sure it is, right?
The Sex Life of Presidents?
Yeah.
We can do
it. It would be even more fun to just do like a fanfic where you just make it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't think. And then, yeah. Let's do that. I'm going to make up a whole presidential. I'm not. I'm really not going to do that.
No, I mean, yeah. It seems like it'd get dark pretty quick.
What color are your nails, by the way?
They're like a. Dark green.
Do you do them yourself?
Yeah, I've done the whole salon thing maybe once or twice, but it always like they're hard to get off, like gel nails. I think we've talked about this. It really fucks up my nails.
Yeah, and it was gonna.
And you can't change it for a long time. You have to commit to a color for like a month.
Yeah. I always chip mine, and then I pick them off, which is really bad. Which is why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is like it's a more permanent, like, better color.
Yeah. I do that. I started using the 1 minute dry nail polish, which is awesome because I can actually paint my nails, but it stays on for also like a minute. It just chips right off. So. Yep. You froze and went weird for a minute. Are you like...
No, it was tap to speak again.
Oh, were you in your car? Were you secretly in your car?
Yeah, upstairs in my office is my car.
Oh, you're not in your... In the... I just assumed you were in the room we were always in.
Oh, that would be neat. No, this is upstairs in my house.
Interesting.
I was trying to figure out how to... Take my name off of the screen. My full name appears.
Oh, we can do that. We can change that later. Are you want to change it now?
Well, I don't know. I'm bored. No, I'm not bored. This is fun.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, my hair looks terrible. I have to get used to the fact that this is live. But yeah, if you go to the three little buttons at the top, there's a thing that says change name.
Yeah, I think I did it.
Nope. Not yet.
No?
No.
Not yet. I saved it.
Maybe it's... Yeah, I've changed my name in the middle of something. I don't know if I can do that for you. So what else is going on with you, Mr. Eddie? I don't know why I just called you Mr. Eddie.
People do that. I don't know. There's like... PTO stuff, school stuff, there's business stuff. I have to update my computer to even get started on business stuff, which is pretty annoying. I don't know. It's it seems like it's going to be a good year.
Good. I am about to have, I'm going into my second to last semester. I have a little bit of a break left. And this poor cat, I keep hearing crying. See, this is killing me. I keep saying I want a cat to just show up, but there's a cat crying outside my window.
I got a cat. It's the one that was in my lap earlier. He's sleeping.
Yep.
Well,
I like that office.
Can't really zoom on Zoom.
I like the office, though.
Oh, thanks.
Got
a lot of stuff up here. Oh yeah, tonight is skate night. I'm going to go skating.
Where are you going?
I think there's only one skating rink in Athens now.
Oh.
It's on Fun Galaxy is what it's called.
I went skating a couple years ago for the first time in a long time, and I used to roller skate all the time. I used to go roller skating once a week after school in middle school. I mean, I know that's a really long time ago. I haven't been on skates in a long time. But so I went roller skating with, like, I think with a yoga studio, maybe. And I hadn't been on skates in a long time. That was scary in itself. And then you go around in circles. I think we've talked about this before. You circle. And it's, I got so dizzy.
You got dizzy from skating?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, right?
You're going in the same circle. I didn't like it.
But it's not like a small enough circle to where it would cause you to be dizzy.
Maybe I also I don't know. And I was also not good. And people were like flying by. And I was...
Yeah.
Struggling.
At the skate nights for the school, it's kind of, you have to be a good skater because there's a bunch of little not good skaters that just try to plow into you and stuff. And if you're not like you have to be able to not run into them, not fall down. And then sometimes, you know, kids will need you to like help them up or I don't know. It's kind of advanced skating to skate with a bunch of children.
Gotcha. I have nothing going on this week.
Tomorrow is going to be a snow day, I'm pretty sure. So they're going to cancel school. So me and Meg are going to go out to lunch today because we usually go out to lunch on Fridays.
Oh, nice. Where are you going to go today?
Marty's, probably.
Nice.
But, like, Friday's kind of our date day.
That's so sweet.
It's pretty sweet. We haven't had it since... you know, before the winter break, and the prospect of not having it tomorrow seems pretty detrimental to our relationship. We're like, let's make sure we like go on a date before, because like if you only do something on a certain day and that day keeps getting then it starts to feel like the universe is against you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to do that. That'll be really nice. I love that y'all do that. And I'm sure after winter break is hard, too, and all the holidays, to feel like there's been not as much connection.
Yeah, we did go see that Bob Dylan movie together. That was pretty fun.
I want to go see
a movie.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I want to see Baby Girl.
Oh, what's that?
That's not Nicole Kidman. Where she has an affair with an intern, and it's supposed to be
Is that in theaters, or I thought that was just on like Amazon or something.
No, I think it's in theaters.
Oh, cool.
It's in theaters.
Saw a bunch of dumb previews though. There's like a monkey that's a rock star.
Yeah, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And then there's like a Captain America movie that is like, it's like Black Captain America in the alternate universe, and I'm like, how am I supposed to even follow this? I don't even know the story of regular Captain America.
I don't know.
Are they showing this to me?
Oh, wait, I remember. Wait, who's playing Captain America? It's someone really good looking, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they pick somebody good?
I don't know. That's true. That was dumb.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying.
No, you're right.
Definitely good looking. Definitely your type.
Gotcha. I might have to watch that. Just no, I don't even. I don't like. I'm not a really big superhero movie. They put me to sleep. If I need a nap, I'll watch them.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I used to like them for a second back in the 90s or like early 2000s. I was like, oh, cool, superhero movies.
Now,
like, it's pretty much there are five of them every year. And if you don't watch one of them, you don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Like,
I feel like I didn't. I missed one or two Iron Mans. And now I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no, I'm tired of, like, also, I want to see a movie to see a movie and then, like, not have to keep up with it for 5,000 years. Like,
yeah,
movie's done.
Truly.
Also, so y'all who may have forgotten, we are live on YouTube. We are recording live from now on, as long as I can keep it working. So Athens Public, at Athens Public?
Go to YouTube, youtube.com/@, you know, like the one, like
yep.
Shift 2?
Yep.
Athens Public.
I'm like,
so youtube.com/@AthensPublic.
Excellent.
And that will get you to our YouTube page, and I can see the thumbnail for our episode 206 right up there.
Excellent.
One watching, probably me.
Excellent. And we are, and
you
I will
interact on the chat, or you can send us emails.
Yeah, we would love for you to interact.
You're going to want to watch it, though, too. Like, some people like to watch their podcasts, and you'll get to see cool stuff, like my office.
Yeah, and I'm actually in my bed right now, which I can't really tell, because I was like, maybe I shouldn't look like I'm in my bed for the first time, the first one, and maybe I should look like I'm dressed and. I did just come back from the gym, but we're recording from my bed, so who knows what you might end up seeing. Could be straight.
It's only going to get hotter and sexier from here.
You got it. I mean, there could be someone.
We talked today about people we don't want to fuck.
Yeah, so next is people we want to fuck. Just wait. I mean, I might have someone next to me next time. Who knows? Or a bucket. Bucket full of toys. I don't know. But I am in bed. I'm so comfortable. So, yes. So, also, send us your questions that you want to hear answered, because we will answer them live. You know? So you can.
Again, go to youtube.com/@AthensPublic and subscribe, and you'll get notified when we go live.
Excellent. Well, I have Handyman's about to be here again. Oh, my gosh. This should be, like, a good porn, but, like, no. My Handyman story is there's no porn action. Until next, so I got to figure out how to close this.
I think now we're going to end the podcast.
Yes. So, yes.
And then we'll end the live stream.
Okay. So y'all who are not live with us, until next time, I was going to send us your questions, send us all your stuff. Until next time. Peace the fuck out. And enjoy yourself. Go pleasure yourself. Bye.